006 Alexandria, Louisiana 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Yeah! Almighty and the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior. For the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife in her absence, to these ministers of music, we thank God for them. You ought to just say amen. That's what I call somebody who don't mind giving their service and their selves unto God. Reverend Johnson, and to those thousands and thousands who will be ministered to by this radio ministry, to God be the glory. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your many blessings. Listen, I'm going to only hold you for just a few minutes. I know that that's as long as I can, for our time is far, but well spent. I would like to wish all of the fathers today a happy Father's Day. Now, somebody ought to say amen. There is a difference in a father and a daddy. And there is a difference. You first become a dad, and then as you lead your family, you become a father. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But today is Father's Day. This is the day that the Lord has allowed us in this calendar year, this day of time, to dedicate to our fathers. Now, I know a lot of times we can have some bitter thoughts of our fathers or our dads, but let me tell you, this is a time of forgiveness. Then, you know, as we grow up, we learn that there are certain circumstances, and I know that there is a difference between circumstances and excuses. But I want to tell you something. In order for us to live and to grow, you got to understand that we must forgive. And then I can tell you this, all of the facts are not in when we come to having bitter thoughts about our dads. All of the facts are not in. So it would be bad for us to judge too early. Don't get quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me. Don't get quiet on me now. And I know that a lot of times we can come to judgment hastily. But remember this, as time goes on, it brings more facts in. And we start to understand things a little better. I'm trying to help somebody with their healing. Because a lot of times we are holding a grudge against somebody that we don't even know. There is a word from the Lord found today in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. I've been asking God, what would he have us to say today? And I know a lot of times it's very difficult to preach a Father's Day. because a lot of times there is a lot of feelings that we harbor. And I know that we can come up with a lot of things. And you know what? A lot of times we can say, well, my dad didn't do this, my dad wasn't there, my dad wasn't there, my dad didn't raise me, my daddy, but still, that's your dad. For whatever circumstances it might be, that's your dad. And I came here to tell you that it, in my healing, what helped me in my healing, even though my father was not in my house, my mother helped me in my healing, because no matter what I said, she would still say, yeah, but that's your dad. And she said, it's not how your dad lives, it's how you live. She said, son, there will come a time when you are responsible for your own heart. I know we angry, and I know my dad wasn't in the house, but and I found a thousand things against him, but then there was 1,001 things I found for him. That was my dad. And so I want to tell you today, my friends, in your healing, I know that when we look at healing and we always think of coming in crippled and walking out straight or being healed from cancer, but that is one, that's only one or two types of healing. But the one of the main forms of healing is the healing of the heart. Help me here. Help me here, children. Help. One of the main healing is the healing of the heart. The heart has to be healed first. And so I want to talk to you from the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 26. Chapter 1 and verse 26. I want to tell you that we didn't come here to bash the man today. I know a lot of time we want to bash the man. You know, ain't this and he. No, we didn't come here to bash the man, because it is the man that God made first. And I know we can find a lot of excuses. We can say that they're not living up to their responsibility, but God still works through the man. And I want to tell you that without the man, I want to tell you how God used the man to be an instrument of his work. And I don't care what anybody else might say, and in lieu of what anybody else might think, it takes the man and the woman to make a family. Don't get mad with me now. I want some friends when I leave here. But when you can have, you remember I always told you can take two men and put them on an island, leave and come back, and you'll find both of them dead. You take two women and leave them on a desert island, you come back in a matter of time, you'll find them dead. But when you take a man and a woman and you come back after a while, you're gonna find a whole family. Don't get mad with me. I want some friends when I leave here now. Don't get angry with me, but you need to know that the man and the woman makes the family. That is the way God designed it in his perfect plan. Here in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, I'll be through in just a minute, but verse 26 in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, you will find these words written, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that creepeth and the cattle and every and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You may be seated. I want to talk to you today about the total father. The total father. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. The total father. I want to talk to you today about the total father. I want to talk to you today, men, I want you to repeat after me. Priest, provider, protector, prophet, pastor. That's the total father. Somebody didn't get it yet. I know y'all. Come on now. Ladies, you ought to be shouting if don't nobody else shout. Because if you got this joker right here, you got the total man. If you got this joker right here, if you got the priest, the provider, the protector, the prophet, and the pastor, you got the total man. Baby, let me tell you something. If you got a joker and he's the priest, he's the provider, he's the protector, he's the prophet, and he's the pastor, baby, you got yourself something. And let me tell you this. I know you got some single women that say, Pastor, I'm praying for my man. You ought to start praying for this man right here. Not only are you ought to start praying for him, now after you praying for him, you ought to start thanking God for him. You see, you waiting for him to come, and God is saying, listen, don't worry about that. If you really want to get big and show me some faith, start thanking God for him already. Y'all didn't get it yet. I know. That's probably why you're still alone, because you don't have faith. You got to have faith in God. You got to start getting up in the morning thanking God for him. Lord, did he put on enough clothes when it's cold? Lord, I hope you take care of him today, wherever that he is. Lord, help him to drive safely. I don't want anything to happen to him, because I don't want him all beat up and scarred up. Because when he gets to me, what a time. I know I ain't supposed to do this, but you're supposed to be thanking God. Sometimes you got to get specific in your prayers to the Lord. You got to do like Hannah did. Hannah went to God and she said, Lord, not only do I just want a child, but I want a boy. You got to get specific in your prayers. Sometimes you got to show enough faith in God. I know I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here today. But you ought to stand up. You ought to say, listen, Lord, I've been alone for a long time, and I need him to come on now. It's not, and quit looking down at yourself. It's not that you're not good enough. God just uses some time to get him ready. Y'all still didn't get it yet, you know. God said, listen, I'm just taking a little bit more time, because that joker's on the other side of the world, or he's on the other side of town, or he's on the other side of the states, and I got to get this joker ready for you. Because, see, I don't want nobody to beat on you. I don't want nobody to hurt you. I don't want nobody to break your heart. Your heart been broken enough. So I want to get him together so that he'll be the priest, the prophet, the protector, the pastor. Y'all not with me yet. The provider. So when you talk to your girlfriend about him, and when y'all finally get together, you're going to say, girl, I got a whole man. I wish I had three witnesses in here. Girlfriend, I ain't got a half a man. I don't have some of a man. I've got a man that's a priest that can minister to my... He prays over me when I'm sick. He anoints me with oil. He rocks me to sleep at night. He gets up and we read the word together. He tells me about the word of God, because the word of God is in him. That's the priest in him. I don't need the pastor to pray for me. I got a man right here. I wish I had some believers in the house. I sure wish I had a praying church. I don't need nobody. I don't need to go running to nobody to pray for me. I got a man in the house that will go to God. And when he talked to God, God listen. I don't need nobody to provide for me. Job, you go to job and they go to clowning and acting a fool and upsetting you to where you can't, your blood pressure is high, you done met, your nerves are all bad, your hair falling out, and your provider walks up there on that job and says, come home. I wish I had some believers here. You see, when you're a real man, you can walk up on your wife's job and say, baby, you ain't got to take this, come home. I'll take care of you. If I got to get another job, I'll take care of you. If I've got to go tote trash, I'll take care of you. If I got to start my own lawn service, I'll take care of you. That's the provider in him. And you know what? When folk go to acting a fool and somebody try to hurt you, he steps in and says, I tell you what, to get to her, you got to get to me. To get to my children, you got to get to me. And I'm not by myself. I got me, Smith, and... We don't take that stuff. And then the prophet in him tells him, you know, when things are getting rough, when things are getting tough, and he prays, he talks to God, and he sits down, and he said, Lord, let me talk to you. God talked to him and tell him, prepare and get things right. Take out a good life insurance policy. Go out and take a bigger policy, because it might come a time where she's going to need it when you leave here. I wish I had some believers. Y'all not with me yet, you know. You know, we supposed to watch for our families after we're gone. I don't want my funeral to cost $6,000 and that's all we got. She still got a car note. She still got a house note. She still got a eating. She still got a, y'all not with me yet. You got to look out for your family. You got to already take out a big life insurance policy. And then they know. Oh, I'm going to leave you here. That's the prophet in him. That's the prophet in him. He foresees things. He already pays for his funeral. He already pays for his plot. He already pays for his headstone. He's already paid for his casket. He know he's going to leave. He already pays for all of these things, because he's not worried that when he lay down, he can lay down and sleep in peace. He knows that his children are there and they don't have to worry about eating anymore. All he got to do is sit down with his wife every now and then and say, now listen, when I leave you, baby, when I leave you, now listen, this is what's over here. I took some stock options and it's working for us now. When I leave you, you know, I don't want to leave you. Look, don't let Jody come in here and spend up all your money. I ain't gonna have no more friends, but don't let him come in here. Don't get one of them little young bucks that's gonna come in here and take everything. What you do is, this is set back for you. This is set back for the children, and this is set back for the house. You see, I got the house already insured, so when I leave here, the house is already paid for. So that if anything ever happened, you got somewhere to live. I'm going on to glory. I know I ain't supposed to be saying this. And then there's the pastor in him. The pastor in him, the Bible says that he leadeth me beside. You see, you have to understand, when God put this man together, God put himself in this man. It's right here, if you hadn't torn it out your Bible. Look right there. He said, let us make man in our own image. Everything that God has in him is in him. Everything that God has invested a lot, why do you think that God would not allow man to go to hell? God has invested too much. You need to know, ladies, if you got a husband, I know that he's not all that you want him to be right now. But God has invested a lot in him. And if God has invested a lot in him, then you just keep praying. Keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting God, keep loving God, keep showing them, keep showing him what God looks like. You know what you're supposed to look like, don't you? You ought to tell him sometime when he get ready to leave the house and he's mad, stop him for a minute, say, turn around, show him the mirror and say, now this is what God looks like. What do you mean? What do you mean what God look like? Just look in the mirror. He's a priest. Before you run off, I need you to minister to me. I need you to pray for me. I'm mad. You can pray mad. If you pray long enough, somebody, y'all not with me yet. Because see, that spirit in him that God has put in him, that spirit going to start moving and going to start stirring. Hold on, baby, don't leave it. Just pray with me. Just pray. If you don't know, well, I don't know no prayer. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth, in earth, in me. In you, in him. Somebody's not getting this yet. I know. I'm taking too much time. I know you're still not getting it yet. But I understand that you got to understand that God has him inside of this man. You see, this is a bit of anthropomorphism, where God actually took himself and wrapped himself in flesh and became something. Somebody didn't get it yet. Antro is a part of God. It's the spirit. And morphemism is a change that God has did. He took himself, because he'll see here in 1 and 26 where God says, I'm going to blueprint this joker first. And then in chapter 2, verse 7, and the Bible said, and the Lord God formed man. In other words, he blueprinted him in 1 and 26. And then he came along in 2 and 7 and built it. Put his spirit into him, and man became a living soul. And you mean to think that God is going to let that go to waste? No, God is not going to let that go to waste. So if God don't give up on him, don't you give up on him. I know he drank, I know he smoked, I know he cursed, but if God didn't give up on him, don't you give up on him. Just keep on praying. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing in God. I know somebody is looking at me like I'm crazy, but I know this. God has a way of turning a man around. Is there anybody here that have faith in God? You need to look at yourself. If God turned you around, surely. There is the total Father. The total Father, you find that Job was a priest. In chapter 42 of Job, God said, if Job would pray to me, he said, I'll heal his whole family. And you'll find in 42 and 10 that Job prayed not only for his family, then his friends Job prayed for. You'll find a provider. He provides for his family, the total Father. He provides, and he gets a suitable, healthy, harmonious atmosphere for his family. That's what a provider does. Men say provider. He provides a suitable, healthy atmosphere for his family. He's careful that he doesn't allow in and everything to be around him. He's careful that he don't let folk drink and smoke around him. He's careful that he don't let drugs be around them. He's careful that he don't smoke weed with them. He's careful because he's providing a suitable atmosphere for his family to live in. Say protector. The protector protects the family from thieves that will come in and rob his investment. Well, somebody is looking and they're saying, what is his investment? His investment is his children. His investment is his household. And he's careful that he don't allow thieves to come in and rob. This is why a lot of times when we were growing up, when we were dating the girl, we had to get out of the car. Somebody has been there. Get out of the car, knock on the door, and stand at the door until somebody say, come in. Men, teach your sons how to be men. Teach them how to bump, 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 bump. Music bumping and thumping. And I wouldn't let my daughter go, because when she get ready, I say, don't nobody say it. We ain't looking for no potatoes here. Because that's who used to blow the potato man, you know. He ain't come here. He's not looking for anybody, not in this house. Get out. Come to the door. This is why the father would give the third degree to the boy, simply because he's a protector. He's protecting from, he has an investment. His family is an investment. His legacy has to live on. You have to understand, men, that we are building a legacy after we're gone.
And you have to understand that our name have to live. And so therefore, you are building your legacy and you must protect your investment. God has invested in you to be the man of this household. They're getting quiet on me.